Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
We are here for another Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
Hey everyone, it's Mary. I'm here again today.
And I might say, you look so stunning with that new hairstyle.
Oh, it's a new haircut for fall. Comes new changes, new things. And so I thought, you know, a new haircut make me feel spunky.
And how are you feeling, spunky?
No. It was a long weekend and I'm feeling kind of low today, actually. And it made me remember the last talk that we did, and we talked about light and dark and how sometimes you feel really light and happy and other times you feel kind of low and dark. And I think I'm kind of in a bit of a dark place today.
Yeah, sometimes we can be affected by so many different things. So, busy weekend. Did you take that time to reconnect with you?
Probably not. There was a lot of events this weekend and lots of people at the different events.
Yeah. So what happens if we don't take that time to reconnect with ourselves? We can allow other people's energies to really influence us. And once that influence starts coming into our field, it can actually become heavier and heavier. We get more disconnected from who we are.
But what do you mean by reconnect? Like, I have a cup of tea by myself, I'll read a book a little bit, like maybe I'll go to bed early and I'm by myself. Like, is that like reconnecting?
Kinda, it's a good start for sure. But I would take it a few steps further.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned over the years, I usually say, what's in your toolbox? What do you have that you can go to that brings you back to that inspiration feeling, that feeling of feeling energetic? And we know we talk about energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the energy about, like, you know, it's that energy from within, that inspiration where you feel like the world is such a beautiful place and you have this lens of positivity. How do you get back to that?
Yeah, that's a good question, eh? Like, how do you get back there? There's so much going on in the world today. Like, how do you get back to that positive and happy place where you feel like you can do anything?
Yeah, so I always say I go back to my toolbox, because what happens one day, say if I pull something out, I have lots of methods that can help me snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But some days I might just be in a funk I can't get out of. And I'll try this and that doesn't work, and I'll try this and it doesn't work. I'll give you a simple one.
Yeah.
Deep breathing. Anyone can deep breathe wherever you are. And like, what is deep breathing? I'm not going to say you have to do it a specific way, but there's actually like breathing courses. There's actually like a lot of different things you can do. But deep breathing can simply just be breathing in for a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, holding it, and then releasing 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Do that for 2 minutes. And see if you reconnect, see if you start to feel better.
So interesting. I read a book last year and it was actually called Breath. And it brought my attention back to how important this breathing thing is. Like, we just do it so automatically that we don't ever really think about it. And somebody tells you to take a deep breath and you think, yeah, I'm breathing all the time. But this book really enlightened me as to how powerful our breathing is.
Yeah, so there's a lot of courses on breath work. A lot of people doing breath work. I've done a few breath work classes. I realized how important it is to deep breathe. I'll give you an example. Most people shallow breathe during the day or hold their breath. Now, I've said this many times, so people may have heard this before, but I remember working in corporate being super busy.
Yeah.
And I'm driving home and I'm stressed, and all of a sudden this car cuts me off on the 407. License plate says breathe.
Oh.
And I take this big breath and I realize I was holding my breath. So breathing is important. Deep breaths. Fill your body with that beautiful, loving energy of air.
Yeah, I just noticed I was holding my breath as we're sitting here talking to you. Yeah. Maybe because I'm a little nervous, but I just caught myself holding my breath.
There you go. So that's a simple one.
Yeah.
Another thing is really thinking about something that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. So be aware of your thoughts. So when you came in, maybe you're worried about recording or this or that, you're all over.
Yeah.
Come to present moment, which means be aware of what you're thinking and then add positive spins. So perhaps you had traffic coming or this and that, you're worried. Just start with, you know what? Going forward, today's going to be a very positive day. I like benevolent day. I like that. That really resonates with me. Ease and flow, happiness and joy.
That sounds so easy, Brenda. Like, people are going to be like, we've read this everywhere, I've tried this, it's not working. Like, is there something, like, physical I can do to my body? Like put an elastic on my wrist and snap myself out of it?
Well, actually, I would actually, to snap myself out of it, I would actually tap my thigh. I know it sounds silly, but when you're stressed out,
yeah,
it's like, how do I bring myself back to present moment?
Yeah.
I slap my thigh. People are like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. I just, you know, brush it off.
Okay.
So you can,
I've never
you can
heard
tap,
that one before.
You can tap on yourself very gently.
Yeah,
that's bringing me back into my thoughts. Where am I? These are very basic things anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
Then, sitting quietly, deep breathing, like we said, and then adding a positive thought. And just for 2 minutes. You know, today's going to be a lovely day. And you'll notice the change is that you don't go from this low to that high.
Yeah.
It's gradual. Then do it again in another hour. See how you feel.
Hmm.
We can get into a lot more techniques and put stuff in our toolbox.
Yeah.
But I think today it's kind of, I've already seen you changing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm telling you, like, just a little bit of attention on something that is positive and happy really can make or break your day.
Absolutely.
So thank you for those.
All right. So
we got lots more coming.
Yeah. So leave it for that because that's a simple thing anyone can incorporate. And we'll get into more deeper tips. And we'll eventually build this beautiful toolbox where you can jump in and pull out different things
mm-hmm.
to get you out of different situations.
Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. All right, guys. Have a good one. And thank you for joining us.
Have a spunky day.
Thank you for joining us. If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.